As chairman of Oversight and Investigation and a former police officer, you know, I'm always concerned about what information's coming into my office. You see all these scams all the time, especially with the computer. But here's one that really bothers us. We've been receiving these faxes from this group of ExposeObama.com website, and then they fax the information to us, like your position on an issue. But what they're doing for the people who've contacted this website, ExposeObama.com website, if you contribute any money to them, in the fax, with the statement that they have your name, your address, your email address, your IP number from your computer, your full credit card number, your credit card expiration number, your credit card three-digit CSC code, your employer, and how much of money you contributed to this website. I mean, they gave you everything that I could take and have identity theft and really sort of destroy your finances and your identity. And we got this from about 130-some individuals from all around the country, including Michigan. Now, what we're doing, we've contacted the parent head of this website and said, hey, the information you're putting out really is apparently perfect for identity theft and financial theft of anyone who contributed to your organization. You should stop this practice immediately. You should let these people know. The 130-some faxes we've received, I've directed my staff to return it to these people so they know what's going on here. I mean, they sent it to this office. Did they send it to every office on Capitol Hill? Where else did they send it? You have no idea where they sent this information. So this website, ExposeObama.com, has really put your personal and financial information in the mainstream of commerce for everyone to have access to. And I'm just afraid that you might very well be victim of identity theft. If anyone contributed to this group, I'd go to that website and demand not just my money back, but that your personal information be wiped clean from their files, because you don't know where it's ending up. Be cautious on this. Whenever you go on the internet, you apply on a website and you use a credit card over the web, be careful that you know who you're dealing with, where's the information going, what protections and restrictions you have.